The University Tower Chimes ring in another session of Ask the Professor, the radio show on which you match wits with University of Detroit Mercy professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Matt Mayo, and let me introduce to you our panel for today. From the Department of Education, Professor Diane Manica.
Well, good afternoon. Nice to be here.
Thank you so much for bringing this wonderful cake.
Yeah, well, I hope everybody lives after they eat it.
The only question I have is, it's an apple cake, I wonder where the apples came from this year, because Michigan had such a bad crop.
I don't know where they came from, but I got them at Westbourne.
Okay,
so they had
Honeycrisp.
Yep, Honeycrisp.
Oh,
Honeycrisp. No, I didn't bring them. They would have been a little stale by now.
India.
Inquiring about India is Professor Jim Tubbs from the Department of Religious Studies. So you knew that Diane had gone to India.
Oh, yes.
How long were you there, Diane?
I was there for about 2 weeks.
Nice. Very nice.
Looking at school leadership, actually.
Okay.
As well as the Taj Mahal and some other good things.
And your pet cobra, Laverne.
My cobra.
Pet cobra?
Yeah,
wow,
I brought it back.
Laverne. Does she have a little vest with an L on it?
No, she sent her back.
Oh, my God.
She was not behaving.
Oh, yeah. Good.
Do you know how this knowledge is right about now?
Professor Beth Oljar of philosophy, that's Kipling, right? Isn't Rikki Tikki Tavi Kipling? Rudyard Kipling? Okay. Yeah. I remember, this is really sad, you know, sorry, 80s generation. I remember seeing the cartoon before I read the book.
Chuck Jones.
You know,
I haven't read the book. I've only seen the cartoon.
Okay.
How do you know that Michigan's apple crop is bad?
It's bad.
Yeah,
considering we're the number two apple state in the union.
That.
25 to 35 million bushels a year is our average. This year it's like 6 million bushels. So we got
And it was because of the warmth and then cold again in March and April.
And just wait till springtime, because bacon is going to be at a premium.
Oh, yes. The piggies are getting
worldwide bacon
scarce. Their food is getting scarce.
I'll pay anything.
And you will be.
Not only is Professor Dan Maggio of the First Corporation eating an apple and apple cake, but he is pining already for the bacon shortage.
Yes.
Yeah, I know.
He's the reason
we're
short on
apples. He's going to quit buying clean underwear so that he can afford bacon.
We'll take your word for it, Jim. We'll take your word for it.
I'm not discussing that one.
They said the bottom line was a 30 to 35% price increase on bacon.
This apple was pretty
huge.
This was from Leamington.
Oh, okay.
So, and it's
imported.
It is delicious.
It's
not a delicious apple. It's Macintosh, but it's delicious.
It's a Canadian.
Thank you for supporting my economy.
Right? I take it that Michigan is second only to Washington.
Yes, I believe it is. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And the cherries were terrible, too.
Cherries and the tulips were pretty bad this year. Yep. What crop, Professor Jason Roach?
Black raspberries were also pretty poor.
They were effective.
This year.
Oh, they were.
They were effective.
Yes.
I believe it was because of the lack of water more so than the early
But
spring.
Chinese put out a limited edition black raspberry ice cream. It's
yummy.
Maybe it was limited because the crop was small.
Now, the popular logic, my grandfather, God rest him with his third grade Italian education, was a farmer, and he said that vine plants love to suffer. So pumpkins and cucumbers and what else am I thinking here?
Zucchini.
Squash. They're through the
and
roof.
And Tarzan.
Through the roof. You could go get 4 large pumpkins from Kroger right now for $10 or less. It's bumper crop.
They
but who
love
wants to
eat
zucchini?
Suffer, so, like, do they talk about their problems?
Yeah, they do. They
actually
do.
The martyr vegetable.
Absolutely.
Botanical martyrs.
Speaking of pumpkins, Professor Dave Chow of the College for Creative Studies. Dressed in bright orange.
It's the great pumpkin, Charlie.
Exactly. Graham. No. That's Dan's story over there. That's awesome.
I'm owning it.
How are you doing, Dave?
Pleasure to be here, as
always. Excellent. Good to have you.
Likewise.
And Professor Chuck Hockett is last to my left from Information Technology. What's going on, Chuck?
Good afternoon. Hey, how about those Tigers?
Hey. Keep that ball rolling right now.
And don't we
right
love the Chicago White Sox, too?
We kind of love them.
Yeah.
Don't we love breaking American League records for a number of consecutive strikeouts? The whole team.
Fantastic. Just need to get Scherzer back in business, and I think we're going to be all right for the playoffs.
Dougie's really peaking at the right time, though.
Well, I'll tell you what, folks. This is a program. You can send us questions regarding anything. I think in the past they would insert a joke here, except for not sports. But we'll take sports if you got it. If you stump the panel, you win one of our T-shirt prizes or other prizes. If you don't stump the panel, you win a prize, too. You can send us the questions in a number of ways. You can email us at ATP at udmercy.edu. You can reach us on the web at udmercy.edu/ATP. You can fax the profs at 313-993-1166, or you can send the questions USPS to the College of Liberal Arts and Education, University of Detroit Mercy, 4001 West McNichols Road, Detroit, Michigan, 48221-3038. Want to do right by our last set of questions from, air quotes, Dave Chow's students. We had three more that we had to cover to complete the 20-question set. So let's see what damage we can do here, profs.
Oh, dear Lord.
Please name the three Wilson brothers that formed the Beach Boys. Their first name.
Oh, Brian. Dennis. Brian. Dennis. And
Alfred.
Everybody.
Carl. Dennis, Brian, and Carl.
Carl. Oh, okay. Carl Wilson, absolutely.
And didn't one of them just get tossed from the
Brian.
Group?
Brian. I think it's
Brian. Brian, okay.
Just got tossed. Mm-hmm.
He lied in bed for a very long time, not doing anything but thinking.
He had a stroke. And then Dennis drowned.
Dennis was involved with Charles Manson and the Helter Skelter cult. That was a weird way to lead his life, that's right. Mm-hmm. When they use the slang term up the river, to which river is this phrase originally referring
to?
Hudson.
The Hudson. Sing Sing.
Oh, yeah. Going to Sing Sing. You got
it. Going to Greek mythology.
Hussing.
Absolutely.
Not the sticks. That's a cross.
Actor Jonathan Goldsmith plays this fictional pitchman. Who is he?
Pitchman.
It's a very popular, just general image and meme in the world today. No question about it.
Oh, I'm guessing that it's the pitchman for the most interesting man in the world.
Oh, yes. Dos Equis.
For Dos Equis. Yes. Sharks have a week about him. Yes, exactly. My favorite, I believe I've mentioned it before, but I just like to say it again. He's a lover, not a fighter, but he's also a fighter. Anybody can be two things at once. Wonderful, wonderful. Let's move on to another set of questions, this time from our listener, Michelle Horner of Las Vegas,
Are they
Nevada.
About Shark Week?
We're about to find out. Ask the professor panelists, greetings from Sin City. It's nearly 90 degrees at night, and I'm here writing questions to submit to your show. I was pleased 90? To have heard some of my questions read on the air last year, and here's my latest submission. I hope these are fun and worthy of making it on the air this time around, too. Bingo. Below are 15 college mascot names. It will be the panel up to the panel to come up with the school. 75% is a generous passing score. I'm going to start putting that on my syllabus.
Generous.
By the way, 92% is a generous. My very best for the new season, Michelle Horner.
Wait a second. 92 is an A- for me.
Oh, yeah. I know. We have quite differing grading scales around the university. We do.
92 bucks is enough? Jeez. I
don't give an A until 95.
I know a lot of people do. Biology has a department-wide set on that, but chemistry is different.
Yeah.
Yours goes to 11.
Well, you know.
Listen, so, you can hear
that used to be the curve when I was taking chemistry.
So just so you know, this is a fantastic set of 15 questions, because this is not going to be your traditional I say Wolverines, you say the
This isn't like no Tommy Titan thing here.
Oh, this is the actual name of the mascot, the guy that or gal who walks around in the big rubber costume.
Oh, no.
And that's tough. That's
the name of the person?
The name of the person?
Well, let's try one. You know, we'll do one on the board and you do the rest at home.
We'll do one, and then we like, and we can do the rest.
Yeah, do we have a trial period?
This will be easy. Sammy the Owl is the mascot for what?
Temple.
It's a good guess, but you're going to have to go somewhere else for another set of
Is it Iowa?
Wow.
Not Iowa.
Can you give us a state?
Texas, I think I remember this correctly.
Wow.
Can't be Baylor.
It, let's see.
Rice. The Temple Owl?
Yes, it's Rice University.
Rice.
Sammy the
Owl. Rice
Owls?
Wow.
Yep. Rice Owls, but I'd say Temple would be the first.
You mean Hoot?
The Battling Bishop.
Oh, cool.
This should be Notre Dame, but
no, that's a leprechaun.
This is a school from Ohio, and I've given away perhaps a little too much. Not Xavier.
Miami?
The Ohio not University?
Miami. Not the Ohio University or the Ohio State University.
Miami
Battling
University of Ohio?
Nope, not Miami.
St. Joe.
Butler?
Ball State?
No, what starts with a B?
University of Toledo?
No, it's Rockets.
The Rockets. Although, I don't know, maybe a Rocket Bishop. I'm trying to think of a way
John
that
Carroll?
I can. John Carroll? No, it's not John Carroll.
Oberlin?
But we need to find one that's affiliated with the specific sect of the Christian faith. So it's Ohio.
Wesleyan.
Yes.
I'd almost forgotten the Methodists had bishops, but yes.
Well, this one is just going to be impossible unless you guys jump on it. Baldwin the Eagle narrows it down to everybody who's got an eagle for a mascot.
Got eagles.
But Baldwin would be one of our brother slash sister schools.
Loyola?
Fairfield?
No, no. Think of Eagles.
Not George.
Think
George
of Eagles. Town. Not Georgetown, but
Boston Eagles College.
Boston College. Boston College. BC.
Wow.
My wife went to St. Mary's at Notre Dame, and over the years I've heard all sorts of stories. She was a big football fan about going to those games, and whenever it was Notre Dame versus BC, the Notre Dame students cast it as, let's see who we pray to, who answers stronger, Jesus or Mary. And when Notre Dame answered, and they won the game, we knew who took orders from who.
I knew they took their football seriously at Notre Dame.
Wow. Man, oh man. Oh, I don't even know what to do about this. The Blue Blob. He's one of two official mascots for another one of our brother-sister institutions. This one is more friendly with younger fans.
It's not the Boise State football field.
No, no, good. Oh, that's a great guess. This is actually one of our Jesuit brethren.
West Coast or East Coast?
Let's see. There's two ways to answer it because there's two with this name, sadly, and I don't know which one we're referring to. Yeah, apparently XU has a blue blob for the
probably
kids.
Probably Xavier, Ohio.
Really?
What?
That's
really
weird. The blue blob.
How? Oh, what in the world does this guy look like in the stands?
Oh, a big smurf.
Big blue is it just like this tumbling jello? I mean,
from the great from state of Indiana, Charlie Cardinal.
Louisville?
Not
oh, no, wait.
Oh,
Purdue?
Indiana.
Indiana.
Louisville.
Oh. Purdue?
Not Purdue. Purdue's the Boilers.
Lexington?
No.
Oh, boy.
I believe David Letterman went to this institute.
Oh, Indiana? Ball
State.
Ball State. Okay.
Ball State University, yes. I'm not looking ahead here, I swear, but it looks like we have another Eagle. Who knows how many others there'll be. Claude Z. Eagle.
Claude Z. Eagle.
He is the mascot at the very blandly titled university, I believe, in the Washington, D.C. area.
The blandly?
Initials A.U.
American University.
I was
that's an original name.
Yep, exactly. Oh, this one's a pure giveaway if you know your history and schools out west. Joe Vandal. Who are the Vandals?
They weren't out west. They were from Europe.
Right. However, the mascot is out west in the United States. Hailing from the great, irregularly shaped state of
Idaho.
The University of Idaho are the Vandals. Joe Vandal, also extremely creative.
Wow.
Very interesting. How about some easier ones? Otto the Orange.
Syracuse.
The Orange.
Otto?
Puddles.
Puddles the duck at U of O.
Absolutely.
At Oregon?
Puddles the bedwetter.
We got our...
I was thinking puppy.
I've been starting to enter ethics bowl teams, making up the badges. I'm helping Dave with that this year, and so that, you know, the teams have to name themselves, because if they don't, I name them. One of the first teams we got this year was Ducks High on Quack.
Absolutely fantastic.
And if they don't say their major, I'll give them a major, like vampire slaying.
Nice.
I'd do a four-year degree.
This one sounds quite odd, but I think if you do a little process of elimination, you can get there. Sue E. Pig.
Razorbox.
Arkansas. Okay, gotcha.
Yes,
okay.
The Razorback.
Look,
Sue E. Pig.
Sue E. Pig.
They always holler Sue
the Big Dog. I guess so.
Oh, my. How about Tim the Beaver?
Oregon State.
Not Oregon State. It's the lesser-known school whose mascot is the Beaver because they don't field a lot of NCAA teams.
What?
It's my high school.
You don't go here to play sports, usually. Maybe hockey. This is a tough one.
Well, like Ferris State.
It's a very well-known.
East Coast.
Dartmouth. School.
Northeastern University.
No.
Hockey, Maine.
Bowdoin.
Known far, far better by its three initials than anything else.
MIT?
MIT is the Beavers. All the little engineers are busy as Beavers, you know.
Well, they don't have the First Lady's brother as their head basketball coach.
Well, there you go.
They would already date.
Well, yes, you can.
You can think about this one not too hard as well. I believe that the state
like
of
we
Ohio
have been?
Will
I don't
help you
usually
out.
Think very hard.
But apparently my clue was too long because we're going to have to take a break.
It's an Ask the Professor flashback.
I'm your host, Edmund DeWitt, and today we've got them all. The whole panel is right here today.
Should we hold hands?
And they won't do it.
Like magic circle.
Is that some kind of Unitarian ritual? You know, my in-laws always do this at Christmas stuff. You know,
they eat dinner holding hands.
Okay. On my right, from the Department of Religious Studies, Professor George Pickering.
Well, it's less of a pleasure than it sometimes is. They won't touch me.
Can't take a
chair. Oh, you wanted to hold hands, George.
George, put your pants back on. We will.
And on George's right, the assistant dean of the College of Liberal Arts, Kathy Bush.
I'm so happy to be here.
I'd like to hold hands with Kathy anytime.
But you'd have to do it over George.
Wow, that's intriguing. All right.
And on Kathy's right, from the Department of History, Professor Sarah Gravel.
Well, hi, Edwin.
Hi, Sarah. Sarah's right, from the Department of English, Professor Claire Schumann-Hank Crabtree.
What?
All you gotta do is say cheers, Edwin.
I'm gonna sulk until I find out what that means. Cheers.
Madame Schumann-Hank was a very famous contralto.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, who toured the entire Western world in the 20th century, giving farewell concerts for about 35 years.
My forebear, Lotta Crabtree, as people in California might know, made millions of dollars singing.
Ooh, wow.
Operetta style, music hall style stuff around the turn of the century. Than the turn of the century.
Lotta.
Neat. Lotta. It was her house that they were going through last week with all those questions. The antiques and the jewels.
She left it to veterans. And horses.
Good for her.
Okay. Well.
That's what they said.
No, Schumann-Hank. I should also.
And we are back with more questions regarding specifically named college mascots, as in people in the suits. I think you guys could do this one because it's pretty rare. Zippy the Kangaroo. Do you know who the Zips are?
Akron.
Close by. Yeah,
Akron Zips. Akron.
Really?
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, but what was a kangaroo
American,
have to...
That's cool.
Yeah.
Why would you name yourself the Zips?
They're the Zips, man.
I mean, did they make zippers? Or
I believe Akron
what was Akron
zippers.
Famous
sure,
for?
That sounds good.
You should be the Akron acronyms.
the Nims.
Like how about Sir Lancelot?
Sir Lancelot.
I don't even know if I.
That sounds like Dave Chow.
Hey, wait a minute now. Hey,
is this a guitar player? Or,
it's not the University of Connecticut.
No, it's far, far west on
Alaska?
The Pacific.
Hawaii?
Not Hawaii.
The Aleutian Islands?
No, it's far enough west that it's in California. It's actually quite odd because I know for a fact this is the only other clue I think I can give you that their actual mascot or their team name is the Waves. So somehow Sir Lancelot comes into play.
San Jose State?
No, it's Pacific Lutheran. I do not know where that's coming from. I'm sorry.
Pacific Lutheran is in Washington.
Is it? I'm sorry.
Oops.
I'm
California.
Close
my bad.
Enough.
What the?
California.
But they're the Waves. They are the Waves, though, right? Who knows? Dan, get out of your phone.
University of Connecticut are the fake Huskies.
Can we get
the
credit?
Real ones are.
Can we get credit for that one?
University of
the real ones just beat Stanford.
Dan's checking.
UW beat Stanford?
Oh, my.
You know,
well,
Washington State, I mix them up.
With great aplomb.
Thank
here,
goodness.
The Titans. Seymour DeCampus.
Seymour DeCampus.
I love it!
Wow. I love that one. It's so cool.
Is it the admissions office?
Is it Vegas? She's from Vegas?
No, it's down south.
Down
this
south.
Actually is down south.
Okay, so it's not the Stanford Cardinal.
Seymour DeCampus.
Isn't this the universal mascot for every campus?
Can we get a like southeast? I
like
mean, can
Florida?
We get a state?
Vanderbilt.
It's in the heart of the south. Lots of S's and P's.
Mississippi.
Mississippi State.
Is it Ole Miss?
State?
Is it Ole Miss?
It's not Ole Miss. No.
University of Mississippi?
MSU?
No.
Mississippi
no.
A&T?
No. Almost there. Try the direction.
Mississippi North.
Northern.
Southern Mississippi.
Southern Mississippi. Is Southern Mississippi.
South, southeast Mississippi campus.
Seymour.
Oh, my God.
And what does it look like?
Yeah, it's like one huge map.
Large, yeah, it's a map.
You are here.
I am here.
You're with me.
Last but certainly not least, and we should be able to get this one, hint, hint, Blizzard T. Husky. There's a third group of Huskies I'm thinking of right now. Who are
Alaska.
They?
Alaska.
Not Alaska.
Northern Peninsula?
You should be
Washington.
Get
not Washington, right?
Should be
Michigan Tech.
Michigan Tech is the answer.
Oh, oh
okay. They need Huskies up there.
Yes. Wow, those are some great questions, Michelle. I'm particularly going to fall asleep thinking of Sir Lancelot.
I see more to see more.
Well, if you'll excuse me, I have to see more.
I have to see what that mascot. That's a Google image search if ever there was one.
I want to say that Southern's another one of those like Eagles schools. So it's just an eagle named Seymour to Campus. You know, it's weird stuff.
While
we have some other questions here from Ken Cotter of Ann Arbor, Michigan. These are TV quotes.
Uh-oh.
You get 1 point for naming the show that the quote is from and 1 point for naming the character. Most of them should be obvious who's speaking. Oh. Are you ready?
I pity the fool that doesn't get these.
Yeah, I know.
Is that on there?
Not that I can tell.
Oh, Kenny, these will be tough.
Leo doesn't talk, he hits. He was so great at first, you know, the flashy guy in his hot car, then we got married. And I found out all he was looking for was a maid he didn't have to pay. I feel so stupid.
This is from a TV show, not a movie?
Absolutely it was. Early 90s.
And the husband's
Twin Peaks.
Twin Peaks for 1 point.
Ooh, good going.
Who said it?
His wife.
I mean, the maid doesn't have to pay? Initials S.J. Dan, for the win.
Shelly...
Good.
Shelly something.
Shelly Johnson.
Thank you.
I'm giving it to you.
Wow.
Because in my class, 92% is the name.
I have never seen the vein on Dan's forehead pop out like that. He was struggling.
You were a big Twin Peaks fan, if I
remember
correctly.
I was a big Twin Peaks fan. Yeah. That was a great
Sherilyn. Sure
I've been to the Snoqualmie Falls where they filmed the opening. Yeah. Where they filmed it's beautiful. Yep.
Before we go on to the next one, I kind of just want to give you a small warning. We're talking TV in all of its forms, so it doesn't necessarily have to be a drama or a comedy or something like that, for instance.
Oh. Or good.
No. Or a cartoon. Or,
yeah.
Hey.
As I said before, equations are the devil's sentences. The worst one is that quadratic one, an infernal salad of numbers, letters, and symbols.
The Big Bang Theory?
Nope. No, but thinking. You're in the right wheelhouse. It's a modern show, still on the air. The person who said it has the same name as the show.
Ask the?
Nope.
Well, like...
The Mentalist?
No. It's a news show.
Oh, like the Colbert Report?
Yeah, the Colbert Report. It's Stephen Colbert.
Quadratic equations.
Railing against the quadratic equation. An infernal salad.
He went to the same college.
It's so great.
It's great. You have one formula, you stick in what you've got, and you get... Algebra is cool.
Algebra is cool. I was just talking about Archimedes the other day. Anyway, well, may I ask what you've expected to see out of a Torquay Hotel window? Sydney Opera House, perhaps? The Hanging Gardens of Babylon? Herds of wildebeest sweeping majestically?
Sounds like Stewie from The Family Guy.
I'm doing my best with the serious cold that I'm pushing right now to do at least a little bit of a British accent.
Monty Python?
No, but you're in the wheelhouse.
Downton Abbey?
So how about a member of Monty Python who spun off into a sitcom that was very highly regarded?
John Cleese.
So he performed on what show as what character?
Ooh.
Yeah, it was John Cleese. It was
Fawlty Towers.
Remember his name on the show?
No.
Basil Fawlty.
Basil Fawlty.
Yes. The Hanging Gardens of Babylon? Oh my, let's see. The toilet broke while she was using it. That doesn't mean she broke it, and it doesn't mean she's responsible for it. Toilets break. I just had one break in my apartment last week. It cost me $650 to put in a new one. You think I went around to find the last person who sat on it? Don't be stupid. Grow up.
That sounds like
Seinfeld.
I know.
Not Seinfeld. I think you guys need to get a little more real than that.
Real. Not as real as Jersey Shore.
Yeah, that's too real.
It was close to a South Park episode.
No, this is really real reality, sadly.
Real Housewives of somewhere or other?
So maybe people are arguing about this bill of $650? Arguing on live TV and expecting some sort of judgment in their favor?
Like Judge Judy?
Judge Judy.
Where did he get that from?
Yeah, I would never have guessed that as a
Judge
TV
Judy,
show.
The toilet episode we've all seen.
We're going to have a talk with our friend here.
Mr. Ken.
My, oh, my. It won't last. Brothers and sisters are natural enemies, like Englishmen and Scotsmen, or Welshmen and Scotsmen, or Japanese and Scotsmen, or Scotsmen and other Scots. Those Scots ruined Scotland.
Simpsons?
Yeah. It's from The Simpsons.
For Willie?
Yeah, I was going to say, it's Willie. Yeah.
All right, let's see what we got here. Soapy once told me the thing you liked the most about country music was its sense of myth, heroes and villains, good and bad, right and wrong. The protagonist strolls into a bar, which he sees as a microcosm of the big picture. He contemplates his existence and asks himself, who is that babe in the red dress? Another 90s era...
Moonlighting?
No, it wasn't moonlighting. Early 90s era dramedy.
Married with Children?
No.
Oh, like Heart to Heart?
I think Rob Morrow was the male lead.
Northern Exposure.
Yeah. So who said that in Northern Exposure?
Oh, Chris.
Chris in the Morning.
Yes,
you got it.
Chris.
The radio
that was John
dude.
Corbett, right?
Yep.
Yep. Oh, he's got yep.
I did good. Ford commercials with him.
Nice.
Cute. All nice right. Guy. If this woman's personality could be seen, it would be like one of those Elephant Man exhibits where they pull back the curtain and everybody gasps.
Seinfeld?
That sounds like
that's from Seinfeld.
Who okay.
Said who said it?
George.
Cosmo.
There's Kramer. Only four choices.
Elaine. Kramer.
It was Elaine.
We had it surrounded. Yes. That's all. We
oh, my. You know how much I asked for in this life? Fresh fish, 10 cents off laundry detergent, boils all over my ex-husband, and the socks in the series before I die.
Married with Children?
Nope. Think of the socks. Yeah. To what socks could this character be referring?
Well... I'm red socks.
Red ones. Yeah.
Red's a good guess. Red's a good
Chicago.
Guess.
Boston.
Oh,
Boston.
Cheers.
Carla.
Yes. Rhea Perlman.
Rhea Perlman. Wonderful, wonderful. Oh, my. Every time I meet a nice guy, he dies. It's the same with every pet or relative I've ever had. Everybody dies. Next, it's me. It's just a big conspiracy. Oh, man, oh,
and
man.
And on that happy note.
I'll tell you what.
The bells.
Let's say goodbye, and then I'll do the big reveal. Professor Hawkins.
Hey, have a good weekend.
Professor Chow.
Toodaloo.
Professor Roach.
Later.
Professor Maggio.
Ciao.
Professor Olchar.
Auf Wiedersehen.
Professor Tubbs.
Go Tigers.
Professor Manica.
A biento.
It was Snooky. And now these words from the University of Detroit Mercy.
It's an Ask the Professor. Flashback. 1998.
On my left. One of the original founding fathers of Ask the Professor from the Department of History, Professor Emeritus, former chair, Fred Hayes.
Yes. Oh, thank you.
I want to begin this program, which is the last program I will be moderating, with a set of questions that were actually sent to Borders by Bert Tilley of Atala, Alabama. Bert has been one of our regular questioners for, it seems like, forever. He says, good luck, Edwin, George, and Sarah. Don't be a stranger, but stay strange. Thank you, Bert. Yes. This U.S. industrialist made cars, the Hoover and the Grand Coulee Dams, aluminum foil, and the Liberty ships. Who was he?
Henry Kaiser.
That's right. That's right. Right.
He made the Kaiser roll, too.
Yeah,
people don't know that. After he got through being Emperor of Germany.
Yeah. There you go. What deformity had Kaiser Wilhelm II?
His arm was withered. His left arm. His
it occurred
arm
during his birth. What was it?
His withered arm.
That's right.
Royalty is itself a deficiency.
Yes.
Did he pitch for the Tigers?
Email your questions to atp@udmercy.edu, or you may fax them to 313-993-1166. Attention, Ask the Professor.
Ask the Professor is transcribed in the Department of Communication Studies in the College of Liberal Arts and Education at the University of Detroit Mercy's McNichols campus. Ask the Professor is produced by Adam Wittenbigler and technically directed by Michael Jason, and our executive producer is Dr. Vivian Dix. Until next week, I'm your host, Matt Mayo.